Yo, good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This morning, I've got kind of a show full of dance music, as usual, I guess. Nothing new here. First track is Aw Yeah by Ace Mo and DJ Swisha from their new-ish EP, Expert Level. I played another song I liked from it a couple weeks ago, but it's really good. It's just good, like, functional, kind of mellow dance music, which I love. And today we're gonna get into, like, all kinds of stuff. I've got a lot of, like, UK garage, kind of some drum and bassy stuff even, for the first portion of the show. And then I have some clubbier stuff. I have some jungle type stuff. I have a little more DJ Swisha later. Hopefully this will get your vibes right this morning. This will get you going. I've had all my coffee. I'm all good. So vibes are good right now. Things are good. Keep it locked for the next hour. See what happens. And let's have a nice little morning together, shall we? Again, this is Aw Yeah by DJ Swisha. And in about a minute, my next song will begin, which is It's Over Now by SPMC.
through, it's over now. Can't deny it, let you hurt me.
To chat for just a minute. As I've looked over my track list again. This is It's Over Now by SPMC. Great little garage tune. I got some more of that in store, so don't you worry. I was sort of looking through and realizing that like most of the songs I'm playing are from this year or last, with a few notable exceptions. So consider this like a real primer on the new dance music I'm listening to, and later on we'll get into some of the old dance music that I'm also listening to or have been listening to historically. After this song, which is going to be over in about a minute, it just kind of works perfectly to talk over since it's kind of gets in a groove and sticks in it. I've got Tightrope by Tinashe, the one and only Tinashe. It's the closer track from her most recent full album, Baby/Angel. I caught her on tour a couple weeks ago, doing press for my beloved Melisma magazine, for her opener. And she's just incredible. And it's that sort of has led me to put Baby/Angel back in the rotation as of late. And it's just a really, like, really excellent project from Tinashe. It's succinct. It's like only 25 minutes long, which is kind of perfect. There's like it's all killer, no filler, like in the truest sense of that statement. So Tightrope, which I believe is produced by Machine Drum, who just did a new song with Tinashe that I was gonna put on here, but she says the F word in it, so I couldn't put it in. This is Tightrope by Tinashe. Sort of, I think I left some thought unfinished there. Whatever.
Can't control.
just real quick, I'll hop on the mic. That last track was Sweetheart by Sharda. Really euphoric little song. A little cheesy, sure, but I've been really into that. I just think that it's so pure in how it expresses joy. And this one is one of the new Lone singles, not to be confused with rapper Destroy Lonely, electronic producer Lone, who has albums like Galaxy Garden and produced plenty of Azealia Banks songs like Count Contessa and a few others that I can't name right off the top of my head, but incredible electronic producer. This is one of his new singles, Triton, and I would also be playing the other one of his new singles at the end of my show, so keep it locked for that.
waking up on another city. Tybo make it hit it. All my bros they with me. Tybo. When pull up on the stage, they be screaming. Tybo. Tybo living like I'm dreaming. Yeah, my whole team win. Whole team. Me, my team, we win. Me, my team. If I ain't see you in a minute, then you know what it is. What it is. Man, I can even trip. I even trip. This young I be sick, pouring walking, man. Walk up on the belly, Tybo. Hey, Tybo, go, let's get it. Let's get it. Every second I go in, little babe. Yeah, yeah. I'm going crazy, so I'm crazy.
All right, I'm going to hop back on the mic as this next song, which is going to be a raucous dance track by Nina, is playing, because there does come a time in every great radio show where I got to read a PSA. Are you by any chance annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations coming from planes departing Logan Airport? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods, with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, pretty cool. But I think today, rather than noise from airplanes, the noise from the last two tracks is what might be disturbing the peace. Just kidding. That last track before this one that's playing behind me was Hitty by Varg 2 and Ty Boy Digital of Drain Gang fame. Incredible tune. It's just so euphoric and like loud and beautiful. Shout out to my buddy Andres from Melisma Magazine and from just being my bud. He put me onto that. He's also got a great WMFO show that I've shouted out before, but tune into Andres Late Night Delights. It's a banger show, one of my favorite shows on the whole radio. And before that was Want To Additive Mix by Kelbin. Kelbin's, I believe, an Italian garage producer. One of my favorite up-and-comers in the dance music world right now. I just have been loving everything that he's dropped. I played one of his songs a couple weeks ago, I think called Wait For. And yeah, he's just good at what he does. And then before that, again, was Triton by Lone. which is one of Lone's new singles. Shout out to Lone. That's not the last you'll hear of him today. Just as this song behind me, a raucous dance track from Nina's The Track record, will not be the last Nina song on my show today. I've got another one. And I'll just introduce this next one. I know I already played one new DJ Swisha song, but I have another one. This song coming up in just a couple seconds is Hit That by Amal and DJ Swisha. Okay, I just wanted to talk because I think that song is really good, and I wanted to say that. Hit That by Amal and DJ Swisha, just some incredible club sounds. I really, really, really love that track, and I sort of had forgotten about how much I love it. And now it's time for a little bit of jungle. I got the new Coco Bryce. This is the Refreshers remix of Vendetta, which came out on a split kind of EP with Tim Reaper, another awesome jungle producer right now from Canada, I believe. But yeah, this is the Refreshers remix of Vendetta. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Godzilla flow. Godzilla flow.
Flow, 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 flow,
flow, flow. Gazelle flow, flow, gazelle flow, flow, gazelle flow, flow, gazelle flow,
flow, flow, flow, flow,
flow, flow, gazelle flow, gazelle flow, gazelle flow, gazelle flow,
flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow.
Gazelle flow, gazelle flow, gazelle flow, gazelle flow,
flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow, flow.
Just a couple real quick words, because I have so many good songs I don't want to talk over them. The song that's just concluding now is The Godzilla Flow by JMT. It's the opening track of his most recent record, and I've been obsessed with it lately. It just sounds like such a logical continuation of like the Detroit kind of dance music sound that guys like DJ Assault were getting into back in like the 90s and early 2000s, and it's brand new, so it's kind of awesome. And I'm not going to talk over this one because it's one of my favorite songs of all time. This is the Miami mix of Champion by Buju Banton. And this is from the iconic and legendary Jungle Hits Volume 1 compilation. So enjoy.
Think I walk like a champion, act like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, round pop a pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are wait pan. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How where you get it from? Knock on your entrance, round pop a pam pam. Girl, let me in. Why? But no man a call you, no look for them way. You look good enough to guess no matter what a girl say. Put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man, I swear, man, I swear about night and day. Would you be my only girl, you woman, lady? It's a girl just
like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl. How will you get this on? Knock on your entrance. Round, bum, 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 bum. Can't let me in, nigga. It's the way you want me, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl. How will you get this on? Knock on your entrance. Round, bum, 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 bum. Can't let me in, nigga.
Best song ever. Who agrees? I do. Wow, I realize that I think my mic volume has been kind of crazy all this show. So my bad. But whatever. Anyways, right now behind me I have Go Down by DJ Manny from his new EP, Escape Reality. For those of you who haven't been tuning in religiously and faithfully, I was playing a lot of Footwork a couple weeks ago and I had a couple DJ Manny tracks in there, I believe. One of the key players in Footwork right now. Anyways, I am going to take this moment. Well, A, I just want to talk about Champion Miami Mix, that last track. That's one of my favorite songs ever, probably. I feel like it was pretty important to me when I was in high school. That was a really big, really, really big track. And that Jungle Hits Volume 1 compilation is so, so iconic and so incredible, really. I absolutely love it still, and it opened my eyes to a lot of new sounds in jungle music, which is, for those who don't know, kind of the progenitor of drum and bass, with traces of reggae and soul and stuff. Really, really just awesome stuff. England rocks. I don't mean that, maybe I do. Anyways, I'm gonna take this moment to talk about basketball a little bit, because I love hoops. I love basketball. Last night the Orlando Magic, unsurprisingly, reigned victorious over the Charlotte Hornets, which was kind of awesome. Right now, my beloved Magic are, I believe, tied for the fourth seed with the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference, which is so cool because last year we missed the playoffs, and this year it's looking like we probably won't. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. I don't know if you can hear it. That was me knocking on wood. Anyways, it's just been so awesome to watch a team that I've loved for so long, and I've loved them through a really low period in their history. It's so fun to watch them just excel. I just love it. It's really awesome. And I also tuned into some of the Suns Nuggets game last night, but I only saw the first half, which is a shame because from what I understand, it got very competitive and went into overtime afterwards. The Suns reigned victorious, which was pretty cool. I also watched a bit of the Spurs game. I was just having a real basketball night last night. And Victor Wembanyama was playing poorly for his standards. But poorly for his standards still means 10 rebounds, 10 points, and 5 blocks. Because he's just insane. He's the future of the league, and I'm excited to live in a world where that's the case. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep talking for a moment, even as my next track, Cass by Nina, once again begins. And I mentioned earlier that all of my songs during this show were, for the most part, from 2023 and 2024. The two Nina tracks I've played have been from 2017, so that's been one outlier. And the Buju Benton Miami mix was from 1994. So other than that, it's all new stuff. But yeah, it's just, watching the Magic is so, incredible for me now. I mean, I've been a fan since I was a kid, and obviously, it's not that deep, it's just basketball, but it is really, really cool to see a team that I've cared about, and I really, love and enjoy watching do well for once. I remember when Channing Frye was starting as our power forward, and now we're having a winning record, so that's, incredible. But yeah, I mean, I think sports, it's what sports are or just like a way for us to find meaning out of the day-to-day life that we all live, and to find community and enjoyment with one another. So I feel like even when my team's not losing, I still love being a part of sort of the culture and watching it and talking about it with others, even people who aren't fans of my team. I just think that it's really cool. But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, shout out to like Jalen Suggs. That guy's awesome. My breakout player of the year this year. Because last year I thought that he was not that good. And this year he's been just a pest on defense. I'm so glad he's on my team. And I like him starting at the shooting guard. I also have really enjoyed watching our rookie, Anthony Black, develop. Last night he was just nailing threes, which is awesome, because when we drafted him at number 6 overall during the NBA draft this summer, everyone was like, oh, but he can't shoot threes. Like, this is going to be horrible. But no, he's A, like, really just awesome to watch defensively. I feel like he's a great stopper and just a big body at the point guard position, which is pretty exciting. And B, he's just a total, like, now he's like a knockout shooter, which is awesome. And I hope he continues to develop this streak into something meaningful and something lasting. So yeah, shout out Anthony Black, number 0. I like that guy. Anyways, I'll let the rest of this Nina track play. And after this is our final track of the day, Waterfall Reverse by Lone, as I've previously alluded to. And again, this is Cass by Nina. Also, just as a side note, if you ever see me and hear minimal club music and I'm not enjoying it, feel free to kill me, because that's probably a doppelganger and not actually me. Anyways, this is this is Waterfall Reverse by Lone.
Yeah.
this song's far from over, but I am going to make my closing remarks real quick because it's about that time. This has been Jack, and it's been another edition of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening. If you are listening, I hope you have an incredible day. If you aren't listening, I also hope you have an incredible day. Again, this is Waterfall Reverse by Lone. Shout out to all good electronic music, not the bad electronic music. Shout out to Minimal Club Music and Maximal Club Music alike. Shout out to Franz Wagner. Shout out to Jalen Suggs. Shout out to Anthony Black. Shout out to Paolo Banchero. Go Orlando Magic. That's all I got to say today. But yeah, shout out to everyone listening. I hope that you all have enjoyed. Again, this is Waterfall Reverse by Lone. Yeah, rock with me.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I poured myself a drink somewhere. She's that